This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio, and the Chapel Hill band Julia is bringing classical funk back to North Carolina's music scene with a modern twist. The funky foursome draws on the influence of 1970s bands like Parliament Funkadelic, but they also incorporate some modern sounds like Kendrick Lamar. And they didn't start out that way either, not with a focus on funk. Took them a little while to find their groove. Julia is in the studio now to share some intergalactic spirit of funk with us. They are lead singer Torrin Alston, also known as Dr. Funkenstein, guitarist Danley Gildersleeve, or Moondog, bassist Sean Meehan, or Count Slapula, and the drummer, Todd Davis, who we will call the creature from the Groove Lagoon. Julia, welcome to the team. It's good to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
Moondog. Let me talk to you. I'm not gonna use any but your stage names.
All right.
Tell us a little bit about how this band came along, because it really was a journey for you. You kind of were more or less a metal band for a while, right?
Yeah, we were. Sean and I were in a band before, and Julia was kind of our side project. And we got to a point where we wanted to become more serious about this band, and we were really hopping genres, trying to find the music, the song that we would write that felt this is the one. And I think it was a song that we no longer play, but we wrote it together, and we were like, wow, funk, this is what we should have been doing all along. So we got in Torrin, and then our drummer left, so we got in Todd, and we've never looked back. It's been funk all the way.
Where did the funk influence come from? I mean, again, I could understand sort of casting about, but had you been pretty well steeped in that music? Or?
Yeah, I started playing bass, and obviously Sean has only played bass. So we were both really into the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That may not be obvious when he plays.
All right, well, you know.
He could have played harpsichord when he was young.
That's a good point.
I did play the trombone, actually.
Okay, well, there you go.
I'm glad I could bring you two together.
Yeah, but when we were first starting out, when you're a young bass player, Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers is kind of the guy. Uh-huh. So we grew up listening to a lot of Chili Peppers, and I think when we started writing for this band, they were a huge inspiration, and obviously listening to our music, I think that's the band that a lot of people associate us most closely with, because that's like the funk zeitgeist of the modern era.
Well, let's hear how Julia evolved, if you would play a song for us now, will you?
Yeah, the song's called Mothership. It's out right now if you want to listen to it. Yeah, take it away, boys.
Best believe me, this about to be the place and time in which you lost yourself completely to this music that will soothe you and still punish you discreetly. We're here for your entertainment. We don't cater to the sleepy. We out here treading the fine line between the pinky out and sleepy. We are shika 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 shika. Shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it. I am your guide to better times, so follow me away from life into a realm of simple fantasy. You see, oh, can it be? It's meant to be. So swing your hips and move your feet. Don't stop until we've set the room on fire. Desire's in the air tonight, so let's get it round, let's get it right, let's make it out of sight. Like we were dining on a 5-1 meal in Cabo. Shake it like you won the lotto. Throwing money out the window of your Lambo. Grab the answer. We ripped out the flesh off like a shake it, 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 shake it. Oh, intergalactic, this energy we bring is magic. Straight from the surface of Saturn, crapped in the roots with the tools we were gifted. Just for the purpose of reshaping matter. Well, matter of fact, we fought a few aliens cause they attacked. The count on the mothership, so with his base that he slapped. The creep with a swept, and then we took off with our jetpack. Letting you know we come from afar, from the land of the bass on the swing to guitar. Don't know my name, you gon' love who we are. Grass in a hill, straight from the star. Bring the phone right to your face. So embrace your destiny, this place. Your recipe to bring you to Nirvana. The Bahamas in your mind. I think it's time that we stop the engine. Vroom, vroom, we are transcending into a new dimension. Because we are shake it, shake out, shake it, shake out, shake it, shake it, shake out. Shake it, shake out, shake it, shake out, shake it, shake it, shake out.
shake it, 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 shake it,
there it is. The song is called Mothership. The band is Julia. They are Torin Alston, Dan Lee Gildersleeve, Sean Meehan, and Todd Davis. They want to be known as Moondog, Dr. Funkenstein, Count Slapula, and the Creature from the Groove Lagoon. And they're going to be playing at the Cat's Cradle in Carrboro tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. We've got the details at our website, stateofthings.org. There is nobody in their seats in this entire building or at American Tobacco right now. They're jumping around. And they're dancing. It's a great song.
Thank you so much.
Tell me about the stage names here. Let me ask you, Dr. Funkenstein, where'd that all come from?
Dr. Funkenstein was George Clinton's name. And we were kind of all going with a theme here, and it fit. And, I mean, we take a lot of inspiration from Funkadelic, so we just kind of became my thing somehow.
Yeah. And then everybody else just followed along and did Creature from the Groove Lagoon. It's all cool stuff. What about your audiences now? Because you're talking about coming from, you know, a metal background, and obviously that's a very different sound. Do your audiences cross over? Did they follow you? What do they think of your change of heart here?
Yeah, I think we have a lot of musical variety as far as taste goes at our shows, because I've had people come up to us and say that they usually listen to a lot of heavier stuff, and we're like the most radio-friendly music that they listen to. And then we have a lot of people who come up to us and say, you guys are the heaviest band I have ever seen. So it's a big window that we kind of fit, and it's cool getting that cross-pollination with a lot of different
bands. So like they have sold all of their Barry Manilow records then, yeah. And now they're buying your
stuff. They are now funk converts.
It's really cool stuff. It's funny that it's associated with an era, isn't it, in a way, because it's universal. And to me, it's time. I mean, there are some musics that I love that I can clearly hear are nailed to their time. But funk, for me, really is transcendent, isn't it? Or do you feel it? I don't know.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like it's kind of becoming, it was definitely the most popular in the 70s. But we've seen a lot of resurgence lately with, like, To Pimp a Butterfly by Kendrick Lamar.
That's true.
And some of Anderson .Paak's work is very soul, R&B, funk influenced. And,
even Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk.
Yeah, there you go. That was
songs of this generation.
Yeah, very cool. Well, can we get another sample?
Absolutely. This one's a little slower. It's a nice love song, and it's called Nothing.
Ready, boys? One, two, three.
I've been trying to tell you, baby. I've been trying to tell you, babe, that I'm open wide. Ain't got no pride left inside. Now I'm not trying to kill you, baby. I'm just thinking maybe we could be more than we are. Fly through the stars. Butterfly in my stomach. I'm in love with all that you are. You're setting the bar, oh, so high. I just can't explain it, baby. You were sitting here just to save me from all I am. You make me the man that I was again. Oh, I can't stop this staring. I'm in the trance, floating so high. Overload my heart. Now I just wanna dance with you, girl, forever. 'Cause
babe, so I hope this is nothing. In my mind, in my soul, and in my heart, you're running wild like a lion in the jungle, baby. I just wanna feel you, baby. All your body's what I'm craving, and I need it now. No, I need it yesterday. Oh, sunflower in my garden. God, it's hard to get you out of my mind. Not that I've tried. Feeling quite obsessive, baby. You break me up from being lazy. I'd run a marathon to have you in my arms. All I see is you and me now. Baby, please can we hit bed? Cause I'm stuck in a trap. Oh, it's plain to see it. Chemistry, a sprouting tree. Let's make it grow to the sky.
The band is Julia with a song called Nothing. Julia's going to be at the Cat's Cradle in Carrboro tomorrow, 9 o'clock. We've got the details at our website, stateofthings.org. Another great song. And great vocals on that. Man, those soul vocals.
Thank you.
Man, that is just such a good thing.
I blew my voice
do.
Out a little last night, too, so I'm pushing it. <but.
laughs> You got to be able to do that like Fayaba. That's the thing. Yeah. That's the thing. Here's the, let me ask you this, though. Moondog, let me ask you about the name. I never ask bands about the name, how they came with the name, because, like, if your name is, like, cat milk, it's like, well, like, I woke up, and I saw my cat, and I was drinking milk.
Of course.
And that's the story. But Julia, actually, I like the story. Would you tell it? Or even if it's not true, just tell that story.
Yeah, the story that I made up to convince these guys. We get a lot of questions about it because obviously it's a feminine name, so people want to know if it's like an ex-girlfriend or something. Luckily, the story is much more interesting than that, I think. So I was reading about the ocean, as one tends to do. And
isn't it?
It's huge.
It's huge.
It's crazy. So I want to learn as much as I can about it because you fear the unknown, you know? So I wanted to know. And in the late 90s, scientists with this organization whose acronym I can't remember right now.
NOAA,
there you go.
They National sent, Oceanographic and...
Audio something?
Because they sent... Audio artists.
they sent down deep sea audio recording equipment into the ocean. And they captured what sounded like a woman singing. And they named that phenomenon Julia. And I just kind of thought that was a cool... And that turned out to be like a glacier rubbing against something. But before they knew it was that, it was like named after like a siren.
It's an equally great story. I mean, just think about what that actually was and the fact that there won't be glaciers. We'll never hear that song again because soon there won't be glaciers. It'll
be
the sound of humanity screaming as it drowns because of global warming.
There you go.
It is, by the way, the National Ocean and Atmospheric Administration.
There we go.
I don't know
there
that off go. The top of my head, but I've got a band of producers who are so quick. That they type that in for me. And
shout out to those guys.
By the way, when I was a college radio station manager, I had a DJ named Moon Tan Davis.
Really?
Moon Tan Davis. Isn't that great? When I saw Moondog, I thought.
There we go.
Moon Tan Davis.
His spirit is here with us.
Chapel Hill Band Julia bringing classic funk to North Carolina. Mm. They are going to be bringing that to the Cat's Cradle tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. And you can find details at our website, stateofthings.org. You can also sign up for our newsletter and get a daily preview. I want to thank you for being on the show, but first I want to tell everybody that The State of Things is produced by Anita Rao, Laura Pelliser, Dana Terry, Amanda Magnus, and Grant Hall of Mormon. Robin Copley's our technical director. Al Wadarski engineered today's show as well. Josie Taurus is our intern. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio, and once again, the music of Julia. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, you have exactly 2 minutes and 12 seconds.
Okay, so this will be the last song then. This is a song that's also a little quieter. And whenever we like to play this one, we dedicate it to a man who is no longer with us, one of the original guitar legends of funk, Mr. Eddie Hazel. So Maggot Brain, this one's for you. It's called Defunct.
Oh, I can't keep feeling this away. The funk feels so far away. I'm so down that I can't seem to find my way up again. Means so much, I can't let it go. The funk was my heart, and the funk was my soul. It brought me through pain, it's given me life, but I forgot how to live without the funk by my side. Oh, please just come back. Don't know what I've done wrong. I wish I was stronger when I'm on my own. But I've never felt such power, that energy I crave. I hope that the funk won't run too far away. I pray it will return.